Fred Finn Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 66th edition of Berlinale. Today we're talking about a serious game screening in the Berlinale Special Gala. I have with me the director, Pernilla August. So, how difficult it was to adapt a classic? I guess you even have to read it in school, right?
It's a really Swedish classic. It was a big challenge, of course. But when I read it, I figured out that it's so... updating. It's so up to date in a way. Not so much how they were living, but more emotional. For me, when I read the book, I felt that I have met these people. I even have been in them in a way. I've been Lydia, and I've been Dagmar, and I've also been Arvid in my life. That was my first key that I got, why I wanted to do it, because I mean it's always interesting to talk about love and how you make your choices in life. I think that's if you take the essence of the film, it's about choices. How do we make our choices, and what happens when we have done our choices? I mean, I think that's interesting. So.
Since for our countries, it's not a classic, we're not very familiar with the book. Did you change something while adapting it?
Yes, of course. I mean, it's a lot of things that is not in the film. But we changed, or changed, what we more make stronger, I think, was the portrait of the ladies, of the woman. Because in the book... Dagmar is quite hard written and more like a cliché in a way. And Lydia is also a cliché in another way. She's very like a fantasy. And she's so what I wanted to do was to make them believable. And I think the most important thing when you do a movie is, for me, is that I have to recognize myself in the characters, and because to make them believable. And so we worked a lot of that on that too. Put up the ladies.
The concept of beloved that conquers all is something you get over with when you become more mature?
I don't think so. Hopefully not. Hopefully not. But of course, I mean, I don't know. But it could be in any age, in a way. Especially this, I mean, you can always be left by your husband or your wife. I mean, that's how, whenever. I mean, you never know, but it was really interesting for me to figure out about love and fantasy, because I think what Arvid and Lydia is doing is, because they met when they are so young, and they don't have the opportunity to live together and to live their love through. And because of that, it will turn into a fantasy. So, and I think I think everybody has one kind of love fantasy. Oh, when it's boring in the marriage, you know, can put down the little, the fantasy. And that's interesting, I think.
But true love, the dream of true love can also destroy you in a way, because we never know, they never get to really be together and live together. No. So... They don't know.
I mean.
They
that's
won't
what
know.
I mean. It's almost a fantasy, because if Arvid and Lydia will come together, I'll give them 2 weeks, then it's over. Yeah, because it's based on a fantasy, and it's not real. Dagmar and Arvid is real in a way, quite a little bit boring, but it's real. And that's
how
interesting.
How do you work with Lone Sharfita than I can?
Yeah. How?
Did you start this collaboration?
Well, she adapted the novel and wrote the script. And then I came down to Copenhagen 1 week, and we sat and discussed the script. And then she wrote again, and then we discussed another. So, like you do when you prepare a script. So, it was really nice. We had a really good time together.
What did you take with you from your experience in working with Ingmar Bergman?
It's so hard to say specific, because it's like one day I will sit down and write a book or something to really figure out how much he meant to me. Right now it's like I'm still living with him or all the things that I've learned. It's like, you never know, I learned this from this one and this from this one. It's more like, I mean, I've worked with him since I was 21 when we did Fun Alexander, and we did the last play together when he quit. So it's almost 30 years of my life. So, but of course there is specific things. Never do not compromise with your intuition. It's one thing. Yeah, he really learned me to trust the intuition, I think. I had never been thinking of that. It's a good one. I learned it so much, of course. But
did you have him in your mind when you decided to become a director?
I did a short film. And at that time, he was still alive. And he saw the short film. I think he was quite... I don't know. But it was like 1 year before he died. And I had a phone call from him. And he said, it's too many close-ups. And he's working close-ups all the time. And I was, okay, too many close-ups. But the explosion was very good. The explosion was good. I think that's actually the last time I spoke to him on the phone. But I'm very happy that he saw it. But he didn't like it. But then I have had a telephone call from Allan Josephson, who also saw my short film, and he said, Pernilla, this is something, you should go on with this. You should go on. You have something to tell us. So I'm really happy for that, because Berman was not so, so excited.
Can you tell us something about your cast choices, the choice of the protagonist in particular?
Yeah. The choices. It was a quite long time for screen testing. It took a long time to find them, and I decided to not to take one bankable actor and then one other bankable actor. You know, because I really decided to make these three characters together. The three actors. We have to find the three of them. So. That there is a group. It should be a working group. And then we did a screen test with Karin and Sverre, and it was like, yeah, there it is. But it took quite a long time to get there.
This project took 2 years, if not more, of your life, and I see that you tend to work with more or less the same people, producers, DOPs. So did you make it work?
Yeah, I think we started to talk about it when Patrik Andersson, the producer, asked me 4 years ago. And then I did The Legacy, a television series in Denmark. And in between that, we worked with the script. And I think I had a meeting with Anna Asp and Kiki Lander, who make the costume, and also Erik Målberg, who is the DOP. He was also the DOP for The Legacy. And also Mosa Mosberg, who is the editor. She has edited everything I've been working with. And so that's my little family. And Anna Asp was a set designer to Fanny Alexander, so we've known each other for many, 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 many years. And it was very important for me to have her with me, because she's so... I mean, she's the best. And she's so sensitive also. She's so sensitive. So... I'm very, very glad and very happy that I have this little family, because now we've been working so much together, so we started from the same level, you know. You don't have to know each other again, and it's like you're talking the same language. So I think we do understand each other.
It was very surprising for me that the protagonist in the film can divorce. I mean, in some countries that happened like yesterday. So was that in the novel, and is it something that you wanted to give emphasis to?
It is in the novel too, but he says that it's important for him to give her the money. I mean, Lydia can divorce, but he will give her money so they don't think that she's been... having an affair or something. Yeah. But I think it is a little bit tricky with this thing, with the divorcing, and also that Arvid can't marry Lydia. It's also, it's tricky, because I think that I I was trying to put it on an emotional level instead. So it's more important, the emotional. Also that Arvid can't marry Lydia and he said no. And that's also, of course, because he's a peasant son. He's the son of a peasant and he's a working class guy. And he has no money and it was impossible to marry anyone if you don't have the money. But also, it's also a guy with a bad self-confidence in a way. So he don't have the strength to do it. He will maybe after a while. But when we meet him in the beginning, he don't have that strength to think that it was possible for him to do it.
Thank you, Pernilla August, director of A Serious Game, screening at the 66th Berlinale in the Berlinale Special Gala. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.